Welcome, everybody, to the April 1st Clarion Temple of Oneness call with Walking Terra Christa. I'm Mike here with Melaresi. And there's lots to invite to the temple tonight. Quite a few people we saw on Facebook post. And, of course, if you've been listening to the news, there's a big oil spill from a pipeline in Arkansas in the United States that is pretty much drowning one of the local towns in oil. So we want to ask all the beings of light to put that in the wholeness and to assist however way they can in the temple. So let's bring in the unified whole, 000144000, unified whole online. We set our intentions. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Just breathe that in. It is the frequency of the unified whole. We also ask for Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma, representing the I Am presence and the physicality, to bring us the platinum net, individually and for the group. As you breathe in, it comes around you. And as you breathe out, it is stripped away. We also ask for the violet flame from our Earth Star, spinning upwards to our crown, out to the Soul Star. And this acts to remove and transform and transmute anything else that remained that still has to work its way out of our four-body system. So we want the purple flame to keep working on that. And then we call upon the pink flame from Paul the Venetian. This is love and compassion, regeneration, fills in any areas that have been removed. And we call upon Lord Buddha to activate the golden flame from our Earth Star up through our heart chakra, out through our crown to the Soul Star, the golden white light so that it spins around us in a clockwise direction. Earth Star and the Soul Star spinning simultaneously. We do this for ourselves and for the group. And we ask that spiritual mirrors be placed on the pyramid face walls facing out, so that if anything tries to enter, it is reflected back to source. Feel that spinning around you now as we bring all these energies, frequencies, back down to the fifth dimensional frequency. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Just breathe that in and ground it down into Gaia. And here's Melaresi. Go through the other intentions.
Thank you so much. Tonight we are being honored with Master Kathumi, as we will be announcing ahead of time now who these guest speaker is going to be. He represents love and wisdom of the second ray. He also works with many of us to be leaders. He also works with world leaders to assist them in planetary awareness. So these are some of the elements that you may want to think about this evening as we bring in these frequencies. At this time, we also would like to call upon these souls and beings. Some are still in body. Ron, who is a friend of Christine Barklow, just passed over. Tyler, he's 19 years of age. He has an illness called MPS. He needs a lot of healing. Donna Marie Watson, her grandmother, passed over. And we have a new client that is coming to our retreat. Her grandmother, Consuelo Barbosa Galhart, is very ill right now. Thank you. a deep breath and feel those frequencies of the 144 dimensions of light from the unified whole that we just tapped into. Feel it coming down through your Antokarana bridge into your soul star, colors upon colors, many different frequencies, opening up the central canal of your chakra system so that you can receive more, breathing into each of the chakras of the crown, the third eye, spinning clockwise, the throat, the thymus, the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root, spinning all those frequencies down through your limbs, into your feet, into your earth star. As this beam of light is connecting heaven and earth within us, from the earth star to the soul star, centering upon the heart, the thymus, and the solar plexus. Feel those energies vibrating your essence as you connect fully to your higher self and your I Am presence. Feel it coming down through your physical body, through the joints, your shoulder joints, your side meridians, your hips, your knees, your ankles, and your feet. Now you're fully encased within your Merkaba vehicle of light as it starts to spin in a clockwise manner, double terminated pointed crystalline essence across your heart center and vertically from your soul star to the earth star. We're now going to move this energy up into the multi-universal level, starting from the earth energy, up through the solar, the galactic, the universal, and the multi-universal, and then spin that energy downwards as we land upon a beautiful field of flowers. In front of us is the Rainbow Bridge, which is our connection to the Clarion Temple. We walk across the Rainbow Bridge and we start to feel many souls, many beings of light, angels, elementals, essences of oneness. We walk down the garden pathway, which takes us to the entranceway to the temple. It is a silverish, white, bluish building, very luminescent. We step up the steps, about half a dozen steps, and we get to the top and we see Archangel Michael's warriors, and they acknowledge us, and Yontios, who is the guardian, his higher self is the guardian of this temple. Yontios will guide us all the way down into the amphitheater, all the way to the first row. This amphitheater houses many souls of many different levels. Souls come here to heal and to accelerate their essences, just as we are doing in our physical body. So you may see many different types, intergalactic beings, inner earth beings, upper earth beings, everyone in oneness. We now see where we are supposed to sit. And let's take a deep breath and allow the energies to begin. That you are, feel the glory, feel the grace as it unfolds within you. It is our divine pleasure to be here with each of you in this moment, to share the angelic light, to see the reflection that each of you are experiencing as it illuminates unto us, and we send it back to you in this moment. Just take this moment to reflect and to feel the essence that we see within you. As now we open up the energies of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God of the Cosmic Great Central Sun to share their essence in this beautiful temple of light. Namaste. Oh, I am that I am that I am. I am that I am that I am. We are the Cosmic Great Central Sun and the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God. Bring the essences that have been imparted unto you from the angelic sources. It is your illumination unto this temple of light. Breathing deeply. Oh, the reflection that we see in this moment is so amazingly beautiful that we do not even have human words that we can express the luminosity, the reflection, the deepness and the brightness that we are feeling from each of you in this moment. So take a breath and allow our essence to shine upon you, because it truly is your own essence that you are receiving this moment. It is a glorious week. It is a glorious week because each of you have come into a new space of conditioning for yourselves. The challenges that you have been receiving of the previous months of this year have truly assisted you greatly. As we look at each of you and the sparkles of light that we see within you are emanating to each of us to allow our message to become even more starlit and vibrant. As we look upon this temple in this moment and look up at the stars, this is what we see in each of you. Your own star essence is illuminating unto this glorious temple of light. We say to each of you, the souls that have transitioned recently, that are very unsure of what they are receiving in this moment, this is the total truth of light upon this planet. It is now time for you to see that reflection as you watch the ones that are visiting in their light bodies and transitioning into a better part of themselves. You are assisting them in doing so. Everyone here is assisting each other through this process of connecting in our frequencies to see that there is a greater part of yourself that may need to be acknowledged. And it could be from another being in this temple, or it could be from the light formations that you see sparkling downwards into the temple on this day and in this moment. It does not matter where you need to receive it from. The most important element is to receive. And this is what we ask of you in this moment. As we move into this week, after the blessings of the resurrection, after feeling the essences of this holiday for Christianity, this is not just a holiday for Christianity, but it is each of your resurrections that are taking place at this time. There is a deeper knowledge that is going on within each of you in these moments for you to accept a deeper part of yourself that you did not realize. Because as you receive more inflections of light into your totality, into your three minds and four body system, it will grow like a seed, and it will flower in a multitude of ways to assist you in accepting all parts of yourself into the reality that you're experiencing in this moment. It is a beautiful moment in time, because this is the strongest phase that initiates will experience, whether being in a physical body or being in your soul's essence, or coming upon the three great festivals of resurrection, of Wesak, and humanity. This month, you will go deeper into the core of your being, as an initiate and as your pathway. So it is a time for you to totally reflect in your pathway and what you are doing for yourself in the process of mastery, and how to incorporate more of the miracles, how to incorporate more of the ability to create and to flourish as you allow the manifestations to occur in your world, and how you give service, because all these elements represent you receiving it back. You cannot just sit there as an initiate and say, well, I need this and I need this. Please, Archangel Michael, will you help me with this? Please, Master Kathumi, or please, Saint Germain, or Lord Adama, bring to me the ability to do this. It represents the universal law. And the universal law, understanding the balance of all that is. This is exactly what you're going to be experiencing in the upcoming days until the next full moon. And we share this now to help you assimilate what you may be experiencing on a day-by-day basis. Take note of what it is that is coming up for you. Allow yourself to understand your dreams in a very esoteric manner. Not so much the reality of your third dimensional mind, but allow the essences to flow within you. Allow them to come within you and move through you so that you accept what is necessary and dissipate what is not. It's going to be your goal at this time to be the standing energy, to allow the wind to come in and make the changes necessary, and then allow the sun to flourish within you as you stand in the power of your light. Why should we wait to the very end to assist you to become more balanced, to feel the essence of your totality, to allow yourself to accept your pathway on a much deeper level than it is now? Let us go to the depths. Let us bring those that you need into your life to assist you and to be your friends, your colleagues, your clients. Let us flourish because we are in the period of regeneration of the spring, allowing these essences to fully come within you. So we take this moment now to reflect this essence unto you of your ability to regenerate all that you have been experiencing. We know that the spring equinox created many changes for many of you. Now, it's important to understand what you need to do with those changes so that you can go into a deeper level than you did previously. Layers upon layers, you will start to find the core being that you are being accelerated within you. So take a moment with your breath and accept this frequency of light. You may use the chant of Ah if you need to receive more in your physical essence. Feel the regeneration occurring within your physical essence of your divine completion coming into focus more. Allow it to filter in your cellular structure. Allow it to come into all areas to regenerate yourself into whom you are. It may seem a little unfamiliar, because you have not done it previously. Now just allow that energy to settle within you. Allow it to move through your essence. Feeling yourself regenerating. And allowing the sprouts of the new to be opened through your roots, to regenerate parts of yourself that need the highest capacity of light, not just in the upper part of your being, but through all aspects of your physical creation. We of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God are so very happy to be with you and to be at this crucial point of transformation. We thank you deeply for allowing your consciousness to be this consciousness. I am that I am that I am. I am that I am that I am. I am the Divine Mother and the Divine Father of the Cosmic Great Central Sun. Embracing you. We embrace you with all that we are and have always been. So, Myrna, be in the light of all we are in oneness. Take a deep breath and now allow those frequencies to blend through you. It feels like an opening, almost like when we see flowers bloom and sprouting. I'm feeling that the energy that they have given us is very much the same kind of essence, and allowing the new seeds to be sprouted and feel them growing through within you as you regenerate your physical, your cellular structure in your physical body, and also your etheric cellular structure, allowing all elements that do not fit this frequency to be dissipated as we balance out the emotional and the mental bodies, allowing for the complete balance of our threefold flame, of the masculine, the feminine, and the essence of God within the I Am Presence. Greetings, it is I, Master Kuthumi. It is my pleasure to follow this beautiful visualization and activation the Divine Mother and Father God have imparted unto each of you. Yes, we totally want to feel the regenerative process. The elements of allowing the old particles of the self to be brought into a higher awareness, but yet the transformation of this process is quite different than you've ever experienced before. We are coming into a new phase within this month, and I'm so happy that I was able to come at this time, because the process of regeneration allows an individual to fully understand that the pathway changes through this acceleration. But the basis of what you are creating is the most important part of the structure, allowing your energies to formulate within your own conditioning process in order to walk into the fifth dimensional new earth of Terra Crista. We must have this structure. We must have this balance. And it does not mean that any of the previous aspects are not going to be needed, because what you have been working on to create this structure is a very major part. It sets the stage so that you can allow yourself to be more fully grounded, so that you are not accessing higher realms of information and frequencies within the physical body that it cannot handle. You see, as you are growing from that third dimensional being through the fourth and the fifth, it allows for the interconnection of higher frequencies beyond the fifth, into the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, and the tenth. But they cannot come all at once. In order to sustain the fifth dimensional body, we must be able to accelerate ourselves into that phase. That sustaining effort will be the grounding. So that fifth dimensional body will be fully grounded. As each of you are fully grounded within the third or the fourth, you access higher realms of information and acceleration within you to become more than you are. So this process of your third dimensional self, and let's look at the physical of the regeneration of the cells and what is occurring within your cellular structure, your memories, your feelings, ailments that you have dealt with previously. These are all going to arise, as we know, and the timelines, this is another part of the acceleration phase, because they're merging. That etheric body is moving into the physical body, so you're going to be feeling these elements once again in areas that are very weak. This is not an easy process, because you are allowing yourself to transform not only your consciousness and your thought process and your masculine and your feminine energies, but your physical body is the one that is really taking the brunt of all of these higher vibrations that you are accelerating. Because within your dream state, your sleep state, you are working probably 3 or 4 times more than you are in your physical state. So that's quite a bit of higher essence coming into your physicality. This is why there are some days that you just feel like you need to sleep, or you're not focused, or you feel ill, because all those elements that have been in your etheric body from those timelines that you want to activate. Now let's think about this. The timelines that you were someone else and you were a great, let's say you were a great spokesperson for a cause, and you died not in a very good manner, you will acquire that death cycle again so you can regenerate it, because you need that knowledge. The ones you don't need knowledge about can be dissipated immediately through the releasement of timelines. But the ones that you need to accept, these are your missing puzzle pieces. These are the parts of yourself that have been lost into the ethers, that are in the Akashic records, that are now is time for you to fully accept the elements that you need to understand, because now you're tapping into the higher part of your mind and not the lower part of your mind, so you'll be able to accept the challenges. It does not mean you have to go through those painful times again. So what happens to you when you awaken and you feel not yourself, and there's pain in a part of your body that you thought you had healed? You utilize tools of healing, crystals, herbs, elixirs, tinctures, essential oils, vibration of water, anything from the earth, and you can dissipate it very quickly. So I'm bringing this up right now because it's so much part of your structure, so much part of your roots, of grounding your energies, because as we move towards that fifth dimensional frequency, as you know, it becomes much more difficult to accept the higher realms of acceleration within the physical body if it's still holding those diseased, meaning it's very not at ease energy within you. So it's very, very important what Divine Mother and Father God have brought forth this evening of regenerating ourselves. We are in a very important phase of this acceleration, which really brings me to the bulk of why I am here this evening. WESAC this year is going to be extremely powerful. And why is it any different this year than any other year? because we have walked through the golden age. We are living in the golden age. And we want to ground that energy as much as possible. WESAC is always very, very important for initiates and masteries. Ascended masters, light beings on the pathway, accelerating themselves. And what that means is we're all going back into the source of God, but with the knowledges upon those essences so that we can assist humanity, assist this planet. And this is what each of you are doing in these moments just by listening and being part of these energies. This WESAC is going to take individuals to a new level of finding in their soul's essence parts of themselves that have been lost for eons of time, eons of time. So the acceleration phases through these processes of the Festival of the Christ, which will be next month, April 25th. We also have the lunar eclipse. So we're going to be inundated with another high frequency of light. We're sharing this information at this time because we want everyone to be prepared. Because if we take it by a week-by-week basis of preparing the soul, preparing the body for the changes that could result, then you're going to be able to go through so many more doorways than you would have without that preparation. If you just wait until the time, you're going to feel the effects of the spring equinox all over again, depending on how you felt that previously. So it's very important to realize that this week we are sharing this information because you, as the future leaders of the new earth, you are the ones that are stepping into roles that you have tried to do previously. And I am here to assist you with that process. I am here to stand with you and to help you through this month, especially to receive the highest optimal experience of the resurrection. It will be like just running through a windstorm and just allowing those aspects of the wind to take you into new levels of awareness. It'll be like with a breath of fresh air. So we regenerate you in this moment. We are looking at each of you and walking with you and trying to help you to decide exactly where is your next safe step. And in this step, in this week, the step represents regeneration. Because we have to regenerate the body from what you experienced of the equinox and the Christ consciousness. So if we express the way to do this is to be in the regenerative stage of development, you'll be more prepared in the next week to allow the changes to happen within your being. And this growth is very much like the seeds that you plant for the earth. We are now planting the seeds. Let us think about that for WESAC. WESAC represents your ascension to a new level. It takes you to another level of your initiation process, just as Lord Buddha, just as each of us. We go deeper and higher into our acceleration phases so that we receive more knowledges so that we can assist others with the process that is occurring. What would you like for yourself? Let's make this a goal. WESAC is the month following in May, so we have 60 days to really prepare ourselves. What is it that you would want in your life to help you create the pathway, the lifestyle, whatever that may be for you, and allow that to be your focus through your higher self, and then your higher self guide you in through the initiation levels and the steps that you need to go through to get to that point. Once we get into the stage of resurrection and the lunar eclipse, it will blow away like that windstorm. It is just a process. So I want to share with you an acceleration to help you incorporate the beauty of love and wisdom through this process, and allowing your heart to accept the challenges as opportunities. We always must look at the challenge as an opportunity for more growth, because the more knowledge that you receive, the better mentor you will be for another. So let us just take a moment and allow this frequency of light to assist you. Think about the regeneration that the Divine Mother and Father God have extended to you in this manner. And let's go deeper with that, because in this week we want you to feel the growth. We want you to feel the essence. We don't want you to feel challenged this week. We want you to feel the beauty of the spring. We want you to feel the beauty of the sun, allowing the frequency of Grandfather Sun to blend within you and connecting to Gaia as you do so. This is going to help accelerate you deeply. So let's go into a new level that we haven't fully expressed previously. This is all due because the earth is changing so drastically, and you are more ready to receive this essence. I, as Lord Kuthumi, fully command the essence of love and wisdom of the golden yellow. We call upon the essence of Grandfather Sun. We call upon the essence of the great central sun of Ra, the sun god, and Helios and Vesta to embody within each and every person at this time, each and every soul, the element of balance, and to receive those essences of the sun into their crown chakra and allow it to flow into their heart, expanding into their root and into their limbs as they are regenerating themselves. A new power of light is occurring within them and within the planet. We call upon the 10th dimension of Ra, the sun god, to assist us with this. I, at Master Kuthumi, am deeply honored to be the commander of this light in this moment. Feel the golden yellow coming in through the top of the temple, just feeling like it's a ball of golden yellow light, and it's small, and then it comes into the center, and then it's going to expand outwards into each of you. Feel the pulsating energy. Now feel the burst of the sun within your heart. As you are the sun, feel the warmth. Feel the ability to fully embrace the movement that is occurring within your structure. It's almost like at the depth of your healing is so strong that it does not feel uncomfortable, but you feel the regeneration occurring within you as it blows into the ability to be that tree, to be the branches, to feel yourself expanding to the sun and being that essence of love, the wisdom that flows within you. It will open up doorways so that old elements will be able to dissipate. Those timelines that you're not sure of, it will be an automatic flash. It just flashes and flashes and flashes. Oh, now feel the regeneration of the sun, the warmth of the sun, of the golden yellow that is reflected so much in this ray of love and wisdom. The more you love, the more wisdom that is acknowledged. But it must come by allowing the relaxation process to occur within your being. Let us now take the sphere of the golden yellow and extend it unto Gaia at this moment. Feel the circumference of the earth and every living creature to feel the pulsation of the sun, of the ability to remove and accept the same time in a blissful experience. Deep into the core of Gaia and feel her essence becoming one large ball of golden yellow light. Breathing deeply, now feel yourself into your own heart center. Feel the expansion that is occurring within your higher self and your I Am presence, because now you feel the totality of your masculine and feminine, which Helios and Vesta are so representative of. This creates leadership, this allowance in this moment will expand within your mind, because now your mind is not your physical mind, it is your higher mind. And you feel the essence of pouring of energy and knowledge coming to you. Allow it to center within all parts of your being, and when you are ready, you will be able to communicate it through words. At this moment, it is not words. It is just a beingness. As a master upon this pathway, this is what you must do in order to receive the communication of the words. It does not come through in the way that you would think that it is. So set upon this and allow yourself to feel the pulsating energies in and out. In and out. As you expand your mind, your heart, into the totality that you are. Think about this exercise for the next month. Call upon me, and I shall be there to assist you, to walk with you, to help you move through this process. And I guarantee you, if you do so, the festival of the resurrection of the Christ will be the most magnificent experience you have had within a physical existence. It is my divine pleasure as Master Kuthumi to walk with you, to be with you, to share with you. I hold you deeply into my heart as you allow the expression of your light to shine upon this earth and the light that we are together. I am your friend. We are one. Okay, let's take a deep breath. Feel ourselves standing up, feeling the expression of the golden yellow through the entire temple. I can feel the sphere of the energy completely within us and around us. As we walk up the steps of the amphitheater, there may be any others that you would like to acknowledge. If you have any loved ones that you would ever like to have here within the temple, just call upon Archangel Michael, and he will assist you in bringing these individuals to the temple to receive this wondrous healing of love and light. Go to the top of the steps and we see Yam Tias, we see Archangel Michael's warriors. And take this energy with you into your physical body as we walk down the steps, down the garden pathway, and across the rainbow bridge. We gather together in our group Merkaba, feel ourselves spinning together in a clockwise manner. And now we're going to descend back down into the earth plane from the multi-universal level into the universal, breathing deeply for yourself, descending into the galactic level, the solar level, and then the earth plane level. Everyone dissipates in their private Merkabas and goes to their own location. Take a deep breath and exhale deeply. And feel yourself coming into your physical body, centering yourself in your heart, and then down your legs and your limbs into your feet and your Earth Star. Feel the energies moving in through Gaia. You can also visualize roots from your feet through your Earth Star and going to Gaia that way. And pushing down on your physical body. Always reflect within the physical body. Don't stay in those upper chakras. It will assist you even more. When we're finished with the meditation, sometimes walking around, connecting with water is very helpful. Even just putting your hands under the spigot and asking for a grounding to occur. I thank Master Kuthumi, Divine Mother and Father God, for being with us tonight. I am Christine Malarese with my Caden.
Thank you, everyone.